In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The last lecture about the wise man or the wise fisherman, because we are working like a fisherman. So in our preaching, our missionary, we should be wise enough to catch as many as we can in the net of the kingdom of heaven. It was written in the Old Testament that the wise man's eyes are in his head. I like this sentence, this verse. The wise man's eyes are in his head. يعني خلي عينك في راسك. I think we use it usually in Arabic conversations. يعني خليك مفتح. So it's as simple as, if you like to be wise, please keep your eyes open and in the center of your head, so you can see differently from others many things that will help you. It was written in Ecclesiastes, then I saw that wisdom excels fully as light excels darkness. More excellent, yeah. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. Yet I myself must perceive that the same event happens to them all, concerning the end. Although they will end by dying, but actually they will spend their life differently. Those who living in wisdom, the wise men, will live in lightness, or they will enjoy enlightening others, and they have the mission in their life. But those who walk in darkness, they are fool, and they will end by dying, but the eternal ending is much different. So we have to be wise enough to serve the Lord all through our life, to make use of time, to catch many in the net of the kingdom. My subject is to focus on the fisherman activity. So it was written, when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So this is the now on. This is the start of their missionary. This is the real point of change in their life, that they will work as fishermen, but not for fish, but they will catch men. So I want just to focus on few ideas here, that it's important to know yourself as a sinful man. Being a sinful man does not stand as a barrier in your mission work. No, it's important to confess, to believe in yourself as a sinful man, as a weak one, that the Lord may make use of you. But you are not, you are not wise enough, you are not strong enough, you don't have much information about the countries you are visiting, you are not very much experienced in preaching, you are weak, you are a sinful man. This is important. Just keep this feeling all your life, that you do not deserve to work with the Lord, you are not fit enough to work as a fisherman in the kingdom of heaven. Let's think this way. When I ask about the fisherman's eyes, what are the focuses of his eyes? If you imagine yourself as fishing, I think your eyes will go in five directions. The first one, you will focus on the fish. You will look carefully on the fish. The second, you will focus on the boat, and the third on the sea, and the fourth on other fishermen, and lastly on the sky or heaven, because you know you need the help of the sky or the heaven. You may need the wind, you may need the darkness of the night, whatever. So again, let's focus on this. If you are catching men, first of all, your major focus on those you are serving. Look carefully on the people you are preaching to, on their culture, on their backgrounds, on their personalities, on their weak points, on their strong points, on their future as they see it, on their family aspects. Look focusedly on these points of the servant people. The second point, you have to focus on the boat. The boat stands for the church. So being a fisherman does not mean that you will leave the church matters and the church service and the church order, the taqs wal aqidah wal tariq wal... No, this is very important, because you cannot catch men outside the boat. You cannot save people outside the church. This is our doctrine. So remind yourself, you need the boat. You cannot work outside the church. Many of the preachers left their churches. They enjoyed the work of missionary, but they stopped their membership in the church. You need it badly. You cannot save or help others without the church. You cannot baptize these people. You cannot help in discipleship alone. You need others to help. So stick to the church. The third point you should focus on as a fisherman, on the sea, meaning the world. You should focus on the world around, the problems around, the culture of these people, the other gods related to these people, the money aspects of these people, the sexual aspects of these people, the family aspects, everything. You should know whatever happens around you. I admire Amba Musa Rabban Yadil al-Sahha. When he traveled anywhere in America or Australia or Canada, they always say that how could he know the exact terms we use nowadays and النكت بتاعتنا واللعيبة بتوعنا والممثلين بتوعنا ال very up to date. يعني لما بيطلع مؤتمرات الشباب الهانة سمعت التعليق ده وانا هناك يعني بيبهرهم بانه دريان قوي باللي بيقولوه, التكس بتاعتهم والفيجرز بتوعهم ال very recent. كمان تعرف الحاجات دي بتتغير كل كام سنة. So this is important, because this is يعني kind of approaching the people or the youth specifically. So you should know the world around. You should know the frustrations you may face with the preaching process. You should know the obstacles that may stand against you in the mission. The first point, you should focus also on others helping you, on others serve with you, other fishermen. You cannot work alone. In this project, you can never work alone. Nobody can save others alone. You need the church and you need your partner in serving. You need those who are serving in Cairo. You need those who are serving in Africa. You need your father of confession. You need your preaching team if you are working in a team. So please focus on others. Saint Simon, when he was fishing and he saw this multitude of fish around, he asked for the help of John and James, and they came quickly to help. So he cannot make it by himself. Focus on others. You can learn many things of those who are serving with you, not only with the discipleship program or the servant people, also the servants themselves, you can get much of them. The last point to focus on as a fisherman is to focus on the sky. The real fishermen usually focus on the sky, whether they are raining, there might be some wind. You should also look at the sky, waiting for the blessing, waiting for the grace of God, for the help of God, for the wisdom out of God. You cannot fish men, catch men without the grace of God. You can never do it. So now your eyes are targeting five things. The first is the servant, the second is the boat, the church, the third is the sea, the world, and the fourth is the co-workers or servants around, and lastly on the sky or heaven. Concerning the tools or materials that the fishermen may use, first of all, a sannara, the hook of the fishing. You know, the fishermen usually use either the hook if he fish with the sannara, or the net if he fish in group or the boat. And these are the major two ways of fishing. It's also the major two ways of preaching. Either you preach man to man, or you preach in groups, or you preach to community, or you preach as lecturing to others. So this is the same idea. So you have to know how to use the hook, the one-to-one, and you have to also know that the way to lecture or to communicate with group of people. You can go to some house and visiting few living together. So this is kind of network. So you cannot take one by one alone to talk with him, at least for the start. By using the hook, it was written, and when they had come to Kafr Nahum, those who received the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the temple tax?" He said, "Yes," and when he had come into the house, Jesus anticipated him, saying, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take customs of taxes or taxes? From their sons or from strangers?" Peter said to him, "From strangers." Jesus said to him, "Then the sons are free. Nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook." This is the one I need. "And take the fish that comes up first. And when you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and you." I put this in front of you to focus on Saint Peter was using a hook also, not only working with the net. You understand? And by using the hook, you may see some fortune inside this guy. هنا بيصطاد سمكة واحدة بس السمكة دي فيها ثروة. You understand? So we always consider the one-to-one work is very precious and may give you fortune in the process of preaching. يعني لما تقعد مع شخص فترة طويلة قوي ده ممكن ده لوحده يطلع ثروة. فاهمين ازاي؟ فما تستخسرش الوقت وتقول working with the net is much better and much easier, and I gain much with the net in a quicker time than using the hook. Actually, there is a time to use the hook. There is always time for using the hook or man-to-man approach. Concerning the net, remind yourself always that using the net, you can never work with the net alone. So by, you know, the group preaching, or when you work with many people, you cannot do it alone. You cannot follow them by yourself. You cannot do everything. You cannot sing the songs and deliver the message and follow up the people and help in repentance and deliver the sacraments to them. You cannot do it all by yourself. So using the net, you should be a member in a team. So you should learn how to work in a teamwork. Actually, after serving a few years as a priest, I can tell you that there are many servants are very good servants, but they do not know how to work in a team. And this is a major defect in their service. They are very hard worker. They are doing very good in whatever service they do, but because they cannot communicate properly, they cannot work in a team, they lose a lot. They do not gain much. although others may be very good in teamwork and they do not have the exact or the similar talents as others, but they gain much more than the previous ones because they know how to communicate and how to work in a team. So this is very important, working in a team. Saint Peter believes in teamwork, so he asks for the help of Saint John and James, and they came to help. So he knew how to catch with the net by teamwork. When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish. By teamwork, you will catch a great number. Believe me, the power of a group, of a team, is much, much more than the power of any talented servant all over the world. And this is the idea of the church. So we need to know how to work in a team. Actually, we couldn't give you this lecture, but this is an important issue. We may focus on next courses, how to work in a team, how to be a good member in a team. This will affect our service for our life. And their net was breaking up to the break of the net. معناه الشبكة بتتقطع من كتر السمر أو السمك. Also again in John chapter 21, the first story was in Luke chapter 5, and the same story happened again after like 3 years, when after the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, they went fishing and there were 7 of them on the boat and they couldn't catch any for the whole night. And with the early morning, they saw some guy waiting or walking on the shore, and he asked them, "Do you have guys any fish?" They said, we caught nothing. He just told them, "Just ارموا الشبكة على اليمين." And this is exactly like the one happened in Luke chapter 5, 3 years earlier. That's why they forgot the story. Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land. In this case, in this second story, the net was not broken. يعني كانت فضلت الشبكة متمسكة حتى يوحنا علق المرة دي وقال مع الكسرة لم تتمزق الشبكة. And they explained this by redemption, by the cross and resurrection. Now the net is very good and very strong. So whatever she can catch, all the nations inside, من غير ما تتقطع يعني. But the net before was not as strong as now after the resurrection of our Lord. Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land, full of large fish, 153. And the number, you know, being a fisherman, you should count those you catch. It means that each of them is important to you. You should follow each one of them. So you will know them by name. You will count 1, 2, 3. You know, it's not just a good number. No, it means that now you should count these people. Counting stands for knowing each by name and by personal relation. Although there were so many, the net was not broken. And this is the kind of teamwork on using the net. The net usually stands for the hook, and the net usually stands for the Bible, by the way, for the Word of God. You use the Word of God man to man, and you use the Word of God to others when you preach to groups. Also, if we speaking about the fisherman's materials or tools, the church, you should make use of the church, the best use, the ultimate use of the church. We can use the priesthood in the church. We may use the father's writings of the church. We may use the order of the church to help explaining the ideas of Christianity. We should use the tool of church. We are not preaching Christ outside the church. We do not know Christ without His church. So when we deliver the message, we should بنشرح القداس. We should focus on the saints, because this is Christ we know. The Christ, the Lord of saints, the Lord of the church, the Lord of sacraments, the Lord of ongoing repentance. This is our Lord, we preach. It was said, then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. There will always be some time you should put out a little from the land. You should stay some time with the Lord away from the people. Being a fisherman in the work of God, you cannot stay all time in with the people, among the people. لازم يبقى لك وقت كده ايه تبعد شوية عن الناس. You need it badly. And he sat down and told the multitude from the boat. The boat stands always for the pastoral care. The role of the church after you start the man-to-man approach or the net approach, it's time for the church to interfere, to put them on their way, on the youth meeting or the family meeting or the children nursery or whatever. So you should get the fish from the outside and then put it into the meeting suitable for it. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep. So when you go deeper, you can catch more. Deeper with the word of God, deeper in praying, deeper in knowing the people, deeper in understanding the personalities. You know, by going deeper, you are a better fisherman. So deeper in everything. Understand? So please, don't just stay a little away from the people, you need to go deeper. Going deeper, this is a long story of depth in everything. Depth in understanding the will of God, depth in praying, depth in loving people, depth in understanding them. This is very important. Now to point at the fisherman's joy. What makes the fisherman happy? Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind. Some of every kind. Which, when it was full, they drew to shore and they sat down and gathered the good. So, you know, it's a very good time for the fishermen sitting on the shore and putting the fish on their يعني رجليهم كده ويبتدوا يرموا السمكة الصغيرة التعبانة اللي مش هتنفع والسمك الحلو بقى هيطبخوه ولا هيبيعوه ولا حاجة. So this is the happiest minute. So just think of this. Time will come when you see those who you served before are servants now, are saints. Time will come you see your tribulation and your تعب بتاعك fruitful. So just wait for this minute. But throw the bad way, so it will be at the end of the age, the angels will come forth, separate the wicked from among the just. So it's time for work now, and time will come for the angels to as harvest. Also, as a fisherman, you need to be wise. احنا ابتدينا بكلمة الحكيم عينيه في راسه. الحكيم عينيه في راسه. Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. So, being wise as a missionary, it's not to be very intelligent, IQ very high. No, this is not being wise. Being wise in our terms means that you listen to the word of God carefully. So although Simon Peter, as a fisherman, he was wise as a fisherman. So according to his knowledge, it's not suitable to go deeper in the sea and to throw the net now in the noontime. This is not logic, this is not fishing. But he said, at your word I will let down the net. And that was the start. So you need to listen carefully to the word of God, and on the word of God you let down the net with the power of the word of God. His order is the main key of preaching. He opens the door. You can never open it yourself. also by being wise, you know, with the story of the multitudes sitting on the grass in the day of the 5,000 people eating from the 5 loaves, there was some wisdom. According to their wisdom, the previous one, this is like an insane. This is not logic to let the people sit again and waiting for the food and the time is running out. So please let them go. The Lord said, please let them sit down and wait for the food. And He blessed the food and He gave everything. So this is the order of God. This is the word of God you can trust in. And this is the key of our work. You can never go by logic, you know, by experience, logic, knowledge, readings, whatever. These are against the work of God usually. Also it's written, so he left all, rose up and followed him. To focus on preaching, you should leave something for the Lord. You can never make the work of God with other works as equal as, you know, with this mission. It needs to focus. It needs to give all your attention. So you should leave some. If you are very much convinced with the mission, you should leave many things. This is kind of wisdom. Because as if somebody is going to play a match, a football match, and he is carrying like 20 kilo for the mago. You can never do it. فساعات الواحد بيعمل كده بيدخل الماتش بتاعنا وهو شايل 20-30 كيلو ما إيش هينفع هتلعب بس هتقع ومش هتعرف تحرك الكرة ويعني تضيع وقت شوي. In the second story of fishing, he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. Remember that the first story was go inside the sea, go deeper and through the net. Now it's just cast the net on the right. So with quiet listening to the word of God, you will know the approach to each one. Sometimes it needs a long way to go and sometimes it's very nearby. So you cannot know by yourself how to catch the people. You need to listen carefully to the word of God by praying and by Bible studying. And you will find some. So they cast and now they were not able to draw it because of the multitude of fish. Also this is important. Sometimes you will feel that the multitude of fish you can never control at a time. When I went to Sudan, I felt, how could they follow these thousands of people coming to Christ easily, coming بسرعة. يعني احنا تعودنا ان احنا نمسك الواحد ونقعد نعصر فيه ونكبر بيه ونطلع بيه واحدة واحدة. Come on, this multitude of people coming to the church and they not yet baptized and many of them do not know the Bible and many of them do not read even the Bible. But they need to be Christians. They need like يعني جيش من الخدام to follow them up. This will happen in missionary work. You will see this, that thousands may come that easy. In the day of Pentecost, Saint Peter started preaching and there were 3,000 on one day. Imagine the work of the 12 disciples and the 70 apostles working all the day or all the night after to preach, to teach, to help them baptize, to solve the problems, to make the pastoral care, to put many points in their life. This is, you know, not easy. Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land full of large fish, 153, and although there were so many, the net was not broken. So you should always focusing on the net while fishing. Because if the net was broken, you cannot fish again. You understand the meaning? If the word of God is biased, is deviated, you can never make the work of God anymore. So keep the teaching straight. Keep the doctrine fixed. دي حاجة مهمة قوي، ان الواحد لما يبشر ساعات يتنازل في بعض العقائد كده بالظبط زي الشبكة اللي اتقطعت. مرة دي جايبة ناس كتير، مرة جاية مش هتجيب حد خلاص، او بتجيب حد بينزل في المية تاني. فخلي بالك عينك على الشبكة ما تتقطعش. يعني ايه ده؟ Orthodox doctrines you received you should deliver as is, as pure as you received it. Also in fishing people, on catching people, you will see a miracle that our Lord Jesus Christ worked by himself as a fisherman, although he is sending us to fish, but he still worked as a fisherman alone. It was clear in John 23, then as soon as they had come to land, they saw a fire of coal there and fish laid on it and bread. You understand this? Some fish the Lord brought without the help of the apostles, and they were ready, يعني مستويين أكثر. And actually we see this. Some people come to Christ with no helping of anybody. It's like miracles. Our Lord still works as a fisherman. He enjoys fishing. So you will enjoy seeing this miracle, that some people will come by seeing the Lord in their dreams, by having some accidents, and nobody touched them before. Also it's written in John chapter 10, other sheep I have which are not of this fold. So always remind yourself that there are others, other sheep in other nations, other work in other countries. So this is not the whole work of our Lord. Others preach, others serve. You should respect everybody serving in this field. And you should know that the plan of God, you can never know everything. You're just part of it. And be honest in your part. But the Lord has a bigger plan for the whole world. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Lastly, everybody will be in one body of Christ. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish which you have just caught. So he will put the fish of them and his fish together. Understand? هيجيب السمك اللي اصطادوه مع السمك اللي هو جايبه، يقول لهم يلا ناكل مع بعض. بمعنى ايه؟ We will enjoy together working with the Lord. He is fishing and we are fishing like him after him, and we will enjoy the fruits working with the Lord. Lastly, I would say that the fisherman should learn how to be patient. He needs patience. So we need patience in our missionary. He needs watchfulness or sahar ruh. Usually the work of fishing starts late at night. At night stands for الوقت المش مناسب. لما بولس بيقول لتيموساوس اعقب بالكلمة تكلم في وقت مناسب وغير مناسب. So هتلاقوا في وقت كده انت مش مناسب ليك بس مناسب للكراز. Also the labor, التعب, المجهود to fish, it's not an easy way, it's not a relaxed mission. No, it's full of labor. And lastly, you will gain some more experience while fishing. So being a fisherman, you will not be perfect from the start, from day one. But after a few years, you will gain a lot of experiences that will help you in fishing, in catching others, catching much more than before. Glory to our Lord. Amen.